Thank you, Michael. And now back to the news.
A group which grows local and sustainable food for the city dwellers around Norwich is facing eviction from the land its members has sown for the last 5 years. Norwich Farm Share, formed from the Norwich Transition Town Network, which looked at ways to live more sustainably in the city, has been farming a spot of land near Postwick Park and Ryde since 2011. But with the planned Northern Distributor Road slicing through the area, the group's members were told the landowner wanted to put out the field to other uses. And with a September deadline to move out, they are now raising funds to make a fresh start. Several offers have been made for the land, which the farm share volunteers can rent, but they are hunting for the perfect spot with the best location and value for money.
She is the undisputed queen of baking, and a visit to Norfolk by Mary Berry certainly saw her book selling like hot cakes. Fans queued for more than an hour in the centre of Norwich for the chance to have their cookbook signed by the television presenter and food writer. About 300 people attended the sell-out event at Jarrold's, with the line stretching out of the store and down Little London Street all the way to Bedford Street. Mrs. Berry, 80, was in the city promoting her new book, Foolproof Cooking. When exploring her family history on television show Who Do You Think You Are?, Mary Berry discovered that both sides of her family were from Norwich.
A growing celebrity following has helped a Norfolk chocolate brand extend its reach over social media and achieve 25% growth. Booja Booja, based in Brook, southeast of Norwich, manufactures organic truffles and ice creams, which are sold in health food shops, selected supermarkets and high-end shops such as Selfridges and Harvey Nichols. Launched 16 years ago by Colin Mace, the brand now employs 35 people at its Brook-based factory and is growing 25% year on year. Instagram shout-outs from celebrities have helped further growth. Managing Director David Abbott, who joined the company 4 years ago, said it was not about fast growth at any cost. It's about getting people to understand our value and products, he said. That is why the firm is selective about which supermarkets stock the product, and it has only recently become available in Sainsbury's. We are growing at a rate we can accommodate, said Mr. Abbott. The health food market is growing at a dramatic rate, steadily, and it's becoming more of a lifestyle. At £1,500,000 investment, last year extended the firm's home in Brook Industrial Estate. Chocolate is imported from the Dominican Republic and Ecuador, where it is blended with organic ingredients from 12 countries.
The son and wife of the late actor Roger Lloyd Pack have released a tribute album in his memory. Described as poetry meeting raw blues, they say the seeds of 16 Sunsets were sown at the funeral of the much-loved Only Fools and Horses actor, who died of cancer in January 2014. Mr. Lloyd Pack, who had a home near Fakenham, chose singers including Sam Lee and the Trills to perform at his funeral just days before he passed away. His family say that made the idea of a musical legacy all the more poignant. His son Hartley, 31, said it was a great love of his. That was how we used to relax, playing on the piano at home and singing songs. There was all this lovely singing at the funeral. It felt in a way like it was my dad's last gift. In a way, it was therapeutic for us. 16 Sunsets is described as sad, but not sentimental. The album is available digitally and on CD at 16sunsets.band-camp.com. All profits from the album will be donated to the charity Pancreatic Cancer UK.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox. So goodbye from
Liz Bryan
and Brian Clark. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and our regular football news report.